Now for some additions to our Georgia playlist. We ask artists to pick two songs written or performed by another Georgian. They just can't pick their own song. Amy Ray is part of the seminal Georgia group Indigo Girls. Her sixth solo album, Holler, came out last fall. Here are her picks for our Essential Georgia playlist.
I'm Amy Ray from Indigo Girls from Atlanta, Georgia. And the first song for the Georgia playlist is I'm Gonna Sail Like a Ship on the Ocean by Henry Morrison and the St. Simon's Island Singers, captured by Alan Lomax.
I'm gonna sail like a ship on the ocean. I'm gonna sail like a ship on the ocean. I'm gonna sail like a ship on the ocean.
I listened to this whole collection. I bought it probably 15, 20 years ago and basically played the whole thing. It's like four CDs and it traces like Appalachian Mountains, the coast, kind of, and like blues kind of work songs.
My sailing day is over. I'm gonna sail till my sailing day is over.
He revealed what was going on in these out-of-the-way places, and he gave us a sense of empathy and compassion for other people, and people that ranged from, you know, white Appalachian rural mountain people to, you know, people that were living on the coast of Georgia, African-American communities, blues communities, old ladies in their kitchen singing songs about murder. I mean, he showed us something that you don't get to see just in the pop world of radio and now just like internet.
Well, I'm gonna sail till I sail up the glory. I'm gonna sail till I sail up in glory. I'm gonna sail till I sail up in glory.
The thing that field recordings did for me as a writer is it freed me up a little bit. And so, you know, with Indigo Girls, I had, you know, always written in a folk tradition and maybe influenced by punk rock a little bit. But to hear field recordings and the freedom of people that weren't necessarily schooled musically, but created a style that we try to emulate now, gave me a sense of freedom to, like, stretch a little bit, and I started writing songs that were in the tradition of like mountain music or field recordings, where I felt like I didn't have to follow a certain mechanism of verse chorus or a certain way of doing things. And also it freed me up, I think, production wise because the looseness of the call and response was not so rigid like the choral traditions that I had learned in. So I think it was a technical thing, but it was also just a spiritual thing.
My father.
The second song for the Georgia playlist is a song called Remains by the band Algiers. I discovered this band, I think it was like 3 years ago. It's led by a guy named Franklin James Fisher. Like the band itself struck me because they were mixing styles that were like kind of tied to this field recording thing, which went back to the gospel and field recordings of hand claps and call and response of the early Negro spirituals. But also he was mixing in like punk rock and like bands like Joy Division and bands that were more industrial.
Ain't no change.
For me, they're a current representation of the Atlanta music scene because they're so cross-pollinated between black music and punk rock and industrial, kind of what was thought of, I think, in a way as like kind of like white punk industrial British music. To me, it's kind of part of the punk scene. Their energy is super young and very activist, almost like dystopian sort of cynicism, but at the same time, like, energetic in this way that's just like, I don't know, like, his voice has this really old-fashioned quality, like almost like 1930s kind of jazz vibe, but punk rock. And it's got a tone to it that's really interesting and not like anything I had heard. Georgia is vast, but the one thing about Georgia that threads everything together is that it's got an organic quality to it that is sweaty and down and dirty and risky, you know, and raw. And we've had to engage in dialogue in a very direct way for a really long time, and we haven't been polite about it. And so I think that's a beautiful thing to capture in music.
That is Amy Ray. Her most recent solo album is called Holler. She and fellow Indigo Girl, Emily Salyers, perform with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra at Symphony Hall September 12th and 13th.